Nancy Pelosi's playbook has been leaked. I'm Gage, and this is America Divided. 73 days after Election Day in America, and some big information has been leaked. Now, if you didn't know this already, the Capitol riots on the 6th of January was actually a pre-planned special operatives mission to find intel on traitors within our country. And while they stole Nancy Pelosi's laptop and found so much incriminating information, one of which was a document, which I'm going to call, for the sake of this, Nancy Pelosi's playbook. What you see on your screen here is an official letter from Nancy Pelosi's office signed by Nancy Pelosi. And this is what she had to say earlier this year during the BLM riots. She says, "I have seen your response to the riots in your city, and I am urging you to stick to the proven Democratic playbook. I would like to review this with you now. Number one, deny there is a problem. Press will support this. Two, refer to everything as peaceful and calm. Press will help here as well. Number three, when all hell breaks loose, go on camera and show your support for anybody breaking the law. Press will praise you for this. You will be a new hero, trust me. Number four, when you can no longer keep any order, blame Trump. I cannot emphasize number four. This has worked every time. We have used it. And again, the press has told me they will support and fact check any claims we make. This is political gold. Number five, go on television and condemn Trump and refuse any assistance. We cannot give Trump any victories before the election. This right here is Nancy Pelosi committing treason against the American country. Many cities were burnt down during the BLM riots, and this right here, this letter sent to her colleagues, is nothing more than her in support for lawbreakers. This letter right here is Nancy Pelosi and her colleagues conspiring against the American people and the cities, and conspiring against President Trump. After he told everyone this summer that he could send the National Guard troops in and get this taken care of immediately. Now, where does this fit in with today? I mean, this letter is marked August 27th, 2020. Well, I'll tell you. Currently, there is rumors that President Donald Trump has signed the Insurrection Act, which would essentially federalize the National Guard and, well, make America on a lockdown. Many people will be going to jail, one of which I believe is Nancy Pelosi. After reading this playbook right here, it makes you think, well, what did they think was going to happen? Now, I'm reading this as we speak, and you know, this right here is pure treason. That's what they're going to get them on. Now, who's going to go to jail? Well, I don't exactly know everyone who's going to go to jail, but it's going to be plenty on the right and plenty on the left. Now, I'm assuming this isn't everything that they have on Nancy Pelosi. I mean, they found evidence that her brother is, well, a child trafficker. I said that right, child trafficker. He participates in child trafficking. That is one of the most disgusting things that you could ever imagine, especially with someone who is the Speaker of the House. Now, on top of this, there are over 25,000 National Guard troops deployed in Washington, D.C. There are over 200 Puerto Rican National Guard troops being deployed in Washington, D.C. Now, why would there be 200 Puerto Rican National Guard troops in Washington, D.C.? Well, my theory is that they are trying to get people away from this country so they will act on, well, something they're not attached to. Apparently, this has been used before in wars in the past. You get people from the other side of the world, or even people that aren't living in the country, to do the actions that need to be deployed. Now, I feel very heavily that Donald Trump has a plan. Now, many have said that there were going to be arrests on Friday. Today is Friday. No one has been arrested that we know of. What my theory is, and what everyone else is saying at this point in time, is that he is waiting for Inauguration Day. What is the best day to arrest criminals? When they're all hovered around Joe Biden. Now, what would happen next? Now, this has never really been acted upon. The Insurrection Act has never really been acted upon. But I've said this many times in the past. If the Democrats weren't scared, they wouldn't be trying to impeach President Trump. They would not be wasting their time with 5 days to go at this point in time, especially as President Donald Trump has 5 days left in office, or so we think. Now, I'm not saying that this is all confirmed and it's going to happen for sure. I need to say that just in case you get fact checked. I've gotten fact checked on every episode I've done this weekend. And well, it is important to note that currently, at this point in time, none of this has been confirmed other than this letter from Nancy Pelosi's laptop and the National Guard troops being deployed. When I say my theory is that they are doing something, that is a theory. Now, on top of that, they have released a, well, log of all streets in DC that have been locked down that you can't drive on. They've been closed. And, well, it makes you think, for a virtual inauguration, this is what they're doing. I don't buy it. We talked about earlier this week, the Ronald Reagan Airport has been locked down. And while they're using it for military use, that's pretty common. Something big is brewing. And, well, only time is going to tell. So hopefully we have answers by next week. But until then, I've been Gage, and I'm signing off.